passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. We're often told to eat 5 portions of fruit and vegetables per day, but why is this so important? Yvonne Bishop-Weston is a nutritionist from Foods for Life.
It's so important for health, so many different aspects of health. In fact, I don't really know many that it doesn't cover. Antioxidants, which are the things that prevent us from aging. Every day we go through environmental damage and damage that our own body inflicts upon itself just through the general workings of the human body. Antioxidants zap those free radicals. We need them for fibre. Fibre gives you your daily cleanse, which is really important, so you don't get too toxic, you don't get bloated and feel uncomfortable and sluggish. They give us vitamins, minerals, some essential fatty acids. Pretty much everything we need to survive.
And are some fruits and vegetables better than others?
Yeah, there's lots of talk about superfoods, and sometimes it gets a bit irritating because you could call almost any fruit and vegetable a superfood, but there are some which are particularly high in the antioxidants. And generally, if you're looking for a superfood, go for something which is really dark in colour. So the purple berries, the dark red things, they're the ones that are highest in the precious antioxidants. But also, if you're going for green things, generally the darker green, the leafy vegetables, the more minerals it's going to have in it. So really look at colour when you're looking for the best fruits and vegetables.
And if you then choose something that's quite dark, but you go for it as, say, a juice and someone else has juiced it for you, or it's in something or being cooked, is that still okay?
It's still okay, yeah. I mean, you should only ever count juice as one portion of your 5 a day, because it doesn't matter if you have 3 gallons of juice a day, it's still only going to count as one portion. There are disadvantages to juice. When you juice a fruit, you remove the fibre, and the fibre is what will slow down the release of the sugars in the fruit into your digestive system. So you're going to get a bit of a sugar high after a glass of juice, and then you'll have a low, and then you're going to want something else sweet. So really, juice should be limited to 1 glass a day. If you juice it yourself, you're going to get more vitamins and minerals because it's going to be freshly done. But we don't all have time for that. So picking up a fresh fruit juice, especially for kids who could do with those extra nutrients and, quite frankly, burn off the sugar, as long as they're active kids, as kids should be, then it is a useful way of including an extra portion of fruit and vegetables every day.
Are there certain fruits and vegetables that perhaps you could really just get rid of completely? Things like potatoes and stuff like that. Is there really much that's of use in a potato?
Yeah, there's some vitamin C in a potato. There's some fibre in a potato. Potato particularly, eat the skin. Ideally organic potatoes, they're not that much more expensive. But when you eat the skin, you're going to get extra fibre. So organic is better for potatoes. But mostly, to be honest, potatoes are starch. They're going to give you sugar. So if you're trying to watch your weight, really cut down on the potatoes, especially in your evening meal, because overnight when we're sleeping, we just don't need that calorie hit. So we're more likely to turn carbohydrates into fat overnight. And also think about the proportions of your meal. So if you're going to have, say, a jacket potato, there's nothing wrong with a jacket potato, but make sure you have it with a good protein-rich filling, even something like baked beans, so that you reduce the carbohydrate hit on the body. And don't count potatoes as part of your 5 a day.
And if you're talking about being vegetarian, hopefully you're doing it right, lots and lots of fruit and vegetables in your diet anyway, but how are you therefore going to make sure you get that protein hit as well?
Yeah, the protein's so important. And in clinic, I often see vegetarians who have a great diet. If you listed all the foods they eat, you think, fantastic, you're going to be super well. But quite often what they're doing is not adding in enough protein. And I also find it's not just vegetarians. I find in lots of people that have animal-based diets that they're also not getting quite enough protein, or they're having their protein in one massive hit in an evening meal and then feeling stuffed and really uncomfortable. We need a little bit of protein every single time we eat, because that way it slows the release of sugar into the bloodstream, and that way we have nice, steady, constant energy without feeling the need to store that energy as body fat. So yeah, a little bit of protein every time you eat, and it's quite easy. Breakfast, for instance, if you're vegetarian, you could include an organic Ideal Omega-3 egg, the eggs where they feed the chicken seed, not fish. If you feed a chicken linseeds, then they're going to make an egg higher in good fats and lower in unhelpful fats. I'm not sure that I'm really keen on the ones where they feed the chickens fish meal, because I've never seen a chicken catch a fish. I don't think it's quite natural. I'm sure it doesn't work as well in the body. Or it could be beans on toast for breakfast, or it could be muesli, chucking in an extra handful of nuts or seeds, because whenever you buy any kind of cereal, there's never going to be quite enough nuts or seeds, because that's the expensive bit. So chuck in some extra of your own. Mid-morning snack, it could be something like an apple with 6 almonds. Lunchtime, anything, beans, pulses, nuts, seeds, tofu, whatever you fancy with your vegetables. And then again, some kind of snack in the afternoon. And dinner, beans, lentils, all those things are fantastic if you're your ideal weight. Again, if you're trying to lose weight, go for a more protein-dense protein which doesn't have the carbohydrates attached, because of course beans and lentils have got carbs mixed in with their proteins. So go for your tofus and your soya, things like that, in your evening meal rather than at lunchtime.
That's Yvonne Bishop-Weston from Foods for Life, and there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.